You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey, General Hospital fans, Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I want to talk about the fate of Spencer Cassadine and whether Nicholas Chavez is going to be back to resurrect his character or not. There's an important update that's kind of put everything into doubt. The talented young Emmy-winning actor left the ABC soap to film a Netflix series, but now production delays and other opportunities cause questions about whether Chavez is going to come back at all, or if it's going to be a recast, or he's going to return and then they recast. Let's dig in and talk about all of this news, but please click subscribe if you have not. So, as you may recall, back on January 31st was Nicholas Chavez's last air date as Spencer Cassadine. He and Trina were over in Paris, and he fell off the repurposed Haunted Star set into the icy waters of the Seine with Crazy Esme Prince, and both are missing and presumed dead. They skimped on a full funeral for Spencer, by the way, which, of course, I know they were planning at the time to have him back, and so that kind of made sense. You don't spend the money and the effort, bring all the actors in. Opting instead to have a modest little graveside scene, and of course, Esme wound up with a little piddly gravestone too. However, we're told back in January that this was a short-term exit, and Chavez would be back as Spencer in a couple of months. I think they said several months, which that's a very vague word because I don't think they knew. Monster Season 2, the Lyle and Eric Menendez story, was supposed to film from mid-December through mid-February. And at the time, sources said he would be gone for several months. He stopped filming GH in late December, and it looks like there was a delay in getting production off the ground for the Netflix series, and then more chatter that the filming fell more behind. So today I saw some chatter on Twitter from somebody who seems to have a contact behind the scenes at the ABC soap, and they said that they just did this full cast photo shoot for the new hero shots for the opening credits, but that Nicholas Alexander Chavez was not there for it. And it did say that Lois Cirillo, Rena Sofer was there, and Blaze. Yeah, those were the two that we don't generally think are on contract, but it looks like maybe they are, or heavy recurring. So this person also said they're unsure whether Chavez will come back to General Hospital, and if he does, whether it might be short-term forcing a recast if they want to keep the character around. So, or it just might possibly be a total recast because he won't return. I'm not going to drop the person's name that leaked this on or their socials because I don't want them to get harassed for delivering info that people aren't going to like. They already said they were kind of getting pushed back because people wanted to shoot the messenger. And I hope I don't get a lot of beef for sharing this leak. I like information. I think information is power. So the source seems pretty well informed and, you know, pretty authentic. Obviously, we'll see how it goes. We'll just have to wait and see. But I will say this. I love, love, love Nicholas Chavez as grown-up Spencer Cassadine. That five-year Saurus that they did jumping from Nicholas Bechtel to him was, I think, a very nicely done age up. I personally didn't care for the character of Spencer before they brought in Chavez. I'm just not a fan of overly precocious children in films and TV, not really in real life either. And frankly, I found the character of Spencer when he was younger mostly irritating and just kind of over the top. Bechtel was a good actor. It's not that. It's just that his character wasn't one of my favorites. So that's just down to the writing. It is not any reflection on the actor playing the role. Once they sourced him, I think they started changing the way they wrote his character. Evolving him, I guess is the right word. Spencer was still a spoiled brat, but he came back as a big hot hunk of a brat who was in growth mode. He was evolving. I loved Spencer with Trina Robinson. I think she was really good for him. And we saw his character kind of start to get grips. He was still entitled, still kind of a brat, but then they did the thing where he had to live over Kelly's for a while and he went to jail for a while. I have really, really enjoyed the new Spencer. And I love, of course, the whole Sabrina vibe. So in that regard, I will be super sad if Chavez leaves GH and they either leave Spencer Cassadine dead or they recast him. And I hope for a great recast, of course. But on the flip of that, also, I think Nicolas Chavez is a mega talented actor who is probably best served moving on from soaps while the iron is hot. You know, that whole strike while the iron is hot thing. He's going to have so many opportunities, I think. And this Monster season 2 series for Netflix, I bet it's going to open the door wide to a lot more work for him off of soaps. I am so excited to see this. If you haven't seen season 1 of Monster yet, it's incredible. It's all about Jeffrey Dahmer, and it was just fascinating. Well cast, well acted, well produced. It won a pile of awards, and Ryan Murphy's a top director. So, you know, it is a huge score for Chavez to land this role. And I feel like he's going to blow up once other directors and producers see his work on it. And then I think there's not going to be any keeping him at the soap opera after that. So whether we lose Chavez now or in a few months, in the end, it's kind of the same result. But I really doubt he's going to stick around long term just because of the opportunities he's been given. You know, Brian Cragg isn't coming back. He's moved on. He's doing a bunch of other stuff. So we've also got a change in writing regimes to consider. Under Dan and Chris, DNC, as many fans like to call these ousted, they were on board with writing him out so he could go tape the show. Showrunner Frank Valentini greenlit the leave of absence, but that doesn't mean that he's going to follow up and come back on the other side of it. So the new head writers also might decide they don't want Spencer back right now because they have a lot of other stuff front burner. And if that's true, that might definitely force a recast because I just really doubt he'd be available to come back at a later date. Nicolas Alexander Chavez's first episode as Spencer Cassadine, by the way, was July 1st, 2021. Generally, you're up for a renewal on the anniversary of your start date. So if you get a one-year contract, they would have been negotiating whether he stayed or went past July 1st, 2022, et cetera. So just in terms of also, you know, they shoot several weeks ahead. So even if he was back to GH filming in April, that would only get him on air for May sweeps. And if he didn't renew and let that current deal expire, that would only give him a few weeks back on the soap, if you're doing the calendar math with me correctly. So I was hoping that Spencer would be resurrected in May sweeps. Maybe he still will. I don't know how, just based on how busy he is. But sweeps runs April 25th through May 22nd, 2024. And that means filming for those scenes runs roughly March 25th through April 22nd. Because we have a 4-week tape to air delay. And Nicolas Chavez is not back on set yet that we've heard. So a May sweeps return now seems pretty ambitious, but I will keep you posted if I hear anything new about his return. I mean, it'd be easy enough to resurrect Spencer no matter who's in the role, no matter when it happens. You know, he could have drifted downstream from the Seine, had hypothermia, conked his head, and we get a coma or an amnesia story. You know, remember at the end of that last episode of his, last day of January, there was the little turtle dove figurine that washed up on shore. Trina still has hers with her, and I'm sure that was meant to be a sign he survived. But with Chavez's career blowing up and the writer's room kind of ripped apart and now under new leadership, as they say, all bets are off. So we'll see how it goes, and I will definitely bring you updates as soon as I have them. Please click subscribe if you haven't. Definitely drop your comments on how you feel about a possible Spencer recast or just staying dead for longer than we expected because of what's going on with Nicolas Chavez. Be sure and come back. It is Belinda from Soap Dirt. We are the most followed soap channel on YouTube, and we love you guys. Thank you so much for following us. We're here talking General Hospital 7 days a week. So come back soon.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.